words, it's typically we would compare chametz with other macholos asuros and isuri anah in order to establish whether or not it was typical or unusual. If it's unusual, obviously it's very important to try to figure out whether there's a pattern that establishes, you know, what it is that's so significant and unusual about this Iser. And that's really what the first Tosis discusses. Tosis asks the question, Tosis starts off innocently enough. The Mishnah says, Or larbasa yom bodkin es hachametz, that you do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th. The question is, what is the institution of bedikas chametz? What's it really all about? And as we already discussed, I'm just getting us back to where we were. Tosis quotes Rashi, who says that bedikas chametz solves the problem of bayira bayimatze. We still have to get back to that Rashi. Tosis vehemently rejects that. Tosis says bedikas chametz has nothing to do with bayira. Bedikas chametz is a din drabanan, and it really has to do instead with a chashash of achilas chametz doraisa. It's a gzera shema yochal, chashina shema yochal, as Tosis puts it, and therefore they were metaken that you should search, that you should destroy the chametz in your rishus, and the reason for it being, and here's what Tosis branches off into two seemingly opposite perspectives, either because chametz is mutter all year round, and therefore lo bedili in shimine, people don't quite take it seriously enough. They don't recoil. They're not repulsed, by chametz. And therefore, chametz needs a little bit of extra help in order to ensure that people will not violate, the Iser chamor. Now, again, as we noted, Tosis doesn't say that chametz is more kal because it's an Iser zman. He only says that people perceive it as more kal. But certainly, the idea that it might be more kal is something that is very compelling, because if it's something which is permitted in the future and something that was permitted in the past, then obviously it isn't too toxic, halachically toxic, a substance. That would be the basic idea. And this idea that chametz has kulas because it's something which was and will be again permissible is something that we find in other Rishonim too. So that's perspective number one. Chametz is an Iser Zman, and it's Kal. The second perspective in Tosis, however, is to emphasize only the Dvarim HaChamurim. That's the second answer of Tosis. Inami, Shani Chametz Sheichmiru BaTorah, Lavar BaBayira BaYimatzei, Echmiru Chachamim, Livdo Kulavaro, Afil Hecha DeBitlo, Dilma Asa LeMich LeMine. Tosis is saying, why do we need this extra Siag Doraisa? So in contrast to the first answer, which is to overcompensate because people think it's kal, Tosis is now saying we need it because in fact it is more chamor. How do we know it's more chamor? Because you violate bayiro bayimatze, even if chametz is present, even if it happens to be in your rishus, even though you're not eating it or benefiting from it, even that is asur. That implies it's extremely toxic on these days. To go further than that, we noted that the Radvaz broadens the question by asking not only about Bedika, not only about Bayira, but about Iser Mashehu and the Dinim of Taroves Chametz and the Kares itself, and why Midrabanan were so machmir on the Bedika, Bechorin, Bestakin. So basically the Radvaz says, why are we treating this Iser as if it's far more chamor than anything else? And the Ritva likewise, and others. So the Ritva says it more forcefully. The Radvaz says it and then rejects it. And the Ritva says the fact that it's an Iser Zman is a reason for it to be more chamor. And that seemed to be strange, peculiar, counterintuitive, one could say, because typically if something is mostly permissible and only occasionally prohibited, one would think that that's a kula. That certainly was the thinking of the first day of Tosis, and is the thinking of a group of Rishonim. what could possibly justify the view that says that since it's usually mutter, that's a reason during its Iser period that it's even more chomer? Not psychologically, but in fact, substantively. So what I tried to explain was, well, the Radvaz explains that it's a symbol of Sorsha B'Isa, of the Yetzer Hara. Rabbeinu Bechai and others explain that, you know, chametz, you know, implies midas hadin, but not midas harachamim. We discussed all these things last week. I was suggesting that, more to the point, but connected to these two points, is that you might think that the holiday is about liberation from slavery alone. And of course it is about liberation from slavery. But the bigger idea is that it's about Ein Ben Chorin Elam Isha Osek B'Torah B'Mitzvos. It's about Ha Lo Avdei Hashem V'Lo Avdei Paro. So what I wanted to explain was that on one level, it's kal, because it's hard to say something which is permissible in the past and in the future is inherently, objectively toxic. Mitamtei Misalev. It's almost impossible to say that. But in terms of being incompatible with what the holiday is all about, and what I tried to explain last week was, this isn't just any old holiday. No holidays is any holiday. They're all unique, they're all special, certainly. But, you know, particularly Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, as I say, is a pillar of Jewish faith. And especially according to the way that the Ramban developed it, it's the symbol not only of Metzios Hashem, Yedias Hashem, but especially Hashkochas Hashem, and especially Kichelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso, the special bond between the Ribono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And because of all that, and because Chametz represents, you know, kind of the emphasis on physical liberation, unconstrained growth, not growth which is disciplined and harnessed to a greater cause and purpose, namely the purpose of Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Because of that, chametz, normally either neutral or admirable, becomes toxic on this holiday. So that's what we're trying to discuss, that I'm trying to explain. According to my perspective, there's a view in the Rishonim, strong view, that thinks that chametz is more kal than other isurim because it's an Iser Zman. There's a second view which says chametz is chamor despite the fact that it's an Iser Zman. There's a third view that says chametz is chamor because it's an Iser Zman. And there's a fourth view, which I really think is the most accurate, which says chametz is simply unique. It has kulas and chomras, both of which are a result of it being an Iser Zman. Now, this idea of being an Iser Zman is something that we will get back to as we near conclusion. I don't know if we'll get to it today or next week, but I want to talk about whether or not it's Blias Heter, Blias Iser, both in advance of being Usur and even when it's Usur. How do we look at it, etc. But the bigger idea, which is that chametz is more chamor and more kal in different applications, because on the one hand, it is objectively not toxic, and on the other hand, during this time period, it is totally toxic. Those two perspectives, which I want to integrate, will allow us to explain, to navigate a lot of conflicting evidence, a lot of conflicting manifestations in chametz. Okay, so that's where we were. Then last week we started analyzing, I think, a very closely related second issue, and that is whether or not the aveira of achilas chametz is typical again, or it too has its own laws.
And right,
it's
by the steps,
everything that
was right by the suitcase.
I guess obviously I didn't see it.
So here we zero in on the phrase in the Torah in Parshas Bo, lo ye achel. Instead of saying lo yocha, lo yochlu, lo tocha, lo tochlu, which are active verbs, instead we find that the Torah uses the expression, at least one time, about chametz, lo ye achel, which literally means it should not be consumed. The focus being on the consumption of the chefts of chametz, rather than or taking the emphasis off, de-emphasizing the gavra, the person who is doing the action. The action and the actor are de-emphasized for the effect of the consumption of the chafza, lo ye achel. So what I wanted to do was, and I started this last week, I want to continue with it now, is examine the implication. What do we learn from lo ye achel? And does it, again, form a pattern? And of course, the bigger idea being that when it comes to other macholos asuros, you know, we use the verb and we focus on the gavra because it's a toxic substance, objectively, when you're reading nevela or you're reading chazir, right? So objectively, this is a chefza shaliser. It's usur all year round, and you're not allowed to eat it. You, the actor, the person, are not allowed to do this action, eating it. However, if chametz really is different, because chametz most year round is perfectly permissible, so then maybe it's very intentional that the Torah uses the expression lo ye achel. Because the issue isn't so much you eating it, it's you being connected to its consumption. Okay, so I wanted to pursue three issues connected with this. This is what we began last week. First one I think we discussed already. Just going to mention it. That is Chizkiah and Rabbah Bo. Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak, that there's this debate between Chizkiah and Rabbah Bo. How do you know that chametz is asur bahana? The Torah says you can't eat chametz several times. How do you know you can't get benefit from chametz? And indeed, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that you are allowed to be nena min chametz. Again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Our holiday, Pesach, or Chag HaMatzos, would look very different if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay? But we don't. We paskin that chametz is asur b'achila and it's asur b'hana. The question is, how do we know that? What is the source? So the Gemara records a debate between Rabbah Bo and Chizkiah. Chizkiah said, because the Torah says, lo ye achel, lo ye bo heter achila. That's here on page 2 again. I'm just going to review it for a second. Amar Chizkiah, minayin l'chametz pesach she'asur b'hana. How do you know that chametz on Pesach is prohibited from benefit? Shenemar lo ye achel chametz. Chametz should not be eaten. Lo yehebo heter achila. That's the drasha. The drasha is because it doesn't say yochal, tochal, yochlu, tochlu. It says ye achel. Now Rashi happens to have a strange explanation of lo yehebo heter achila. He says, mida karina lo ye achel. Since we articulate these words, not lo yochal, but lo ye achel. Mashma lo yehebo hetra mevi lidei shum achila. You shouldn't be able, right? This cannot be even a financial funding source for achilas. Ustamanos ide achila imbos shalokech badamim dvar machal. Meaning that basically, you know, when you save money, you have more money for food. So it's a strange Rashi, a little bit. So indirectly, you know, hana means funding your appetite. And chametz is not only prohibited to be eaten, it shouldn't be a source of your eating foods, even other foods. Meaning, you know, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy, you know, fruit and vegetables. It doesn't make a difference, right? Lo yehebo hetrach. That's the drasha. So, what does that really mean? It means don't get any benefit, don't get any hana. It's a strange limud, because what does the hetrachila part really have to do with anything, especially if it's not chametz? Interestingly, the Maram Chalava on the spot does not read like Rashi. He says lo yehebo hetrachila means Isra Hana itself. Isra Hana is not achila, but it's a kind of achila sachefza, meaning the tzura the act of achila, you know, is very, very distinctive and very different from all sorts of ways of, you know, deriving pleasure and benefit. No one can confuse hana and achila as actions. But if we're talking mitzad achefza, meaning this is an object that you not only shouldn't eat, but should not be consumed, right? Meaning you shouldn't have a certain kind of beneficial relationship with it, not the tzura of eating it, right? But its consumption should not be connected to you. So certainly hanas kilui is included in that. Like, let's say you destroy something by benefiting from it. You feed it to your animal. You use it as a lotion, like sicha kishtia, things like that. The Rashash, Irim Psachim, and he refers you to his even more elaborate or more precise, in a way, explanation in Masechet Bechoros, says, lo yehei bo hetar achila means Yisra Hana is a kind of achila sachefza, right? Even if it isn't an achila, right? Because you're consuming the object, even though you're not doing an act of eating. So it's interesting that Chizkiyah's lo yeachel, lo yehei bo heter achila equals asr bahana, according to Maram Chalava and the two Rashashes at least, gets very close to the idea of achila sachefza. Rav Avoh disagrees. Rav Avoh says, what's the makar of chametz? The makar is, before we get to that. Tamid kasav rachmanad lo yachel chametz, halo kasav lo yachel, hava mina isra achila b'mashma. Meaning, the Torah says lo yachel, but if it had regularly said the language of achila as a verb, then you would have said achila, not hana. Yisrael no lo mashma. Pligad Rabavo, Tom Rabavo, komokom shenema lo yachel, lo yochal, sorry. Lo tocha lo tochlu, echad Yisrael achila, echad Yisrael no b'mashma, ad shifar t'cha kasuv, kederach shepiret l'cha b'nevela. So Rabavo says, also something quite amazing, and it sounds like a general din, not just a limud, and that is every time something is prohibited in achila, then automatically default, that includes hana as well. Unless the Torah makes it perfectly clear that it limits it to achila. So as I said last week, it sounds like Rav Avoh and Chizki are arguing about a very fundamental idea, not just about limudim. They're arguing whether or not, mostly, Yisra hana is included in Yisra achila, meaning Yisra hana and Yisra achila belong together. They're the same. They're gradations of the same violation. Whether you want to call achila super hana, you know, or you want to call hana a kind of diluted achila, Rav Avoh is saying, when we know one, we know the other, unless the Torah limits. And Chizkiyah is saying, typically that isn't true. Achila lechud, hana lechud. They don't look the same. They're not the same. Unless the Torah specifically is marbe hana. But what's fascinating is that in the case of chametz, the Torah was marbe hana by changing the form of the verb. Instead of saying lo yochal, which would have limited to achila, it says lo yeyachel, lo yeh bohetra achila, which expands it. So what's curious about Chizkiyah is that whether or not his view of being marbe suryana doesn't also influence his perspective on the isra achila of chametz. The Gemara is not asking, how do we know that chametz is also b'achila? That we know, there are explicit psukim. It's wondering, how do we know ana? So he could have said that Chizki and Rav Avoh arguing technically about what the source is for isra ana. What I'm suggesting is that if you look carefully at the argument and at the limud, what we might end up thinking is that for Rav Avoh, Yisra Hana is always included in Isra Achila, unless the Torah limits. And for Chizkiyah, typically, Achila Lechud and Hanah Lechud. But in Chametz, when both are derived from the same word, and that word accommodates the Hanah part, right, not the Achila part, I'm also wondering whether that doesn't revolutionize Chizkiyah's understanding of the Achila Yisr. And that could be very important in differentiating Achilas Chametz from the Achila of other Macholas Asuros, as we'll see in a second. Oh, so what's even more fascinating is that both the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif here in Psachim and the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz, quote Chizkiyah. Now, in the case of the Rif, I think I mentioned last week, there's a debate in the Rishonim whether or not he paskins like Chizkiyah across the board, in which case it's not surprising that he quotes Chizkiyah. He quotes him because he paskins like him. That is the view of the Rush. Whereas the Maram Chalav and others thought that all the Rif was trying to say was, I paskin like Rav Avoh. But I want you to know that when it comes to Chametz, even Chizkiyah agrees that it's Aser Bahana. But my real psak is Rav Avoh. That's a debate. Similarly, the Rambam Macholos Asuros paskins like Rav Avoh. Komakom Shinemer Bator, this is Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perek Ches Halacha Tezva. Komakom Shinemer Bator Lo Tochol Lo Tochol Lo Yochlu Lo Yochal Echad Yisra Achila Vechad Yisra Na B'mashma Ad Shiver Lecha Kasuv Gidar Shapirat Lecha B'Nevela Shinemar Lager Asher B'Sharecha Titnena V'Achala, right? B'Chelev Shinemar Yaseh Lekala Malacha Ad Shisparish Bator Shabal Peh Shu Mutar B'Hano Gon Shkotzim Ramasim Dam Eivar Menachai Gid Anasha Kol Elu Mator B'Hano Mipia Kabbalah. So the Rambam unequivocally, although he is a bit of a, he does expand it, I'm not going to get into that right now, but the Rambam basically paskins like Rav Avoh. It's pretty clear. So what would we have expected the Rambam to say in Hilchos Chametz when he comments on Chametz being Aser Bahana? Like Rav Avoh. He's an advocate. He signed up with Rav Avoh. So you should be consistent. And even if you want to say the Rif was just, you know, trying to be marbe, even Chizkiyah agrees here. Mela, the Rif, who's not writing a closed work, who's not writing a Sefer Psak, he's mostly writing Psakim on the Gemara. Okay. But the Rambam, who is writing a closed work and a Sefer Psak, and who doesn't mention Rav Avoh and Chizkiyah by name, right? He may think or not that you know or that I know the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara. So it's even more difficult, right, for the Rambam, right, having already thrown in his hat with Rav Avoh, why would he all of a sudden backtrack and quote Chizkiyah? But that's what he does. Look at Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Hachomet Pesach Oser Bahana Shenemar. Lo yeachel chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. Moreover, he then goes from there. Hameniach chametz b'shusa bePesach, ava b'shula akla over b'shnei lavin, shenemar lo yiro lecha seor b'chol gvulecha, shenemar seor lo yimatzei b'vateichem. Ram does three amazing things. He paskins like Chizkiyah, though he shouldn't have. Given his psak universally, like Rav Avoh and Hilchos Macholos Asuros. And by the way, in both places, Macholos Asuros and Chametz, the Rambam uncharacteristically, almost quotes verbatim the language of the Gemara. He almost completely quotes Rav Avoh in Macholos Asuros, and he almost completely quotes Chizkiyah in Hilchos Chametz. But that makes it all this stranger. Frankly. Secondly, why does he integrate Balyu Rabbi Matze and Isra Hanan in the same halacha? Vehameniach. There are two different dinim. One is you're not allowed to benefit from chametz. The other is you're not allowed to have chametz in your domain. Different psukim, different ideas. Why bundle them in one package in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis? Strange. It's also interesting that the Rambam talks about having chametz in your rishus by Rabbi Matze as meniach chametz b'rishuso. Right? What's the language? The haminiach chametz b'rishuso. But I think that the answer is in all of all these issues is that the Rambam was trying to convey something very profound. I mentioned a moment ago that we should speculate for Chizkiah, who says that the source of Isra Hanah in Chametz is Lo Yachel, whether it's a ribui or a gilui milsa drasha bialma to teach you only the din of Isra Hanah in Chametz, or the fact that this din of Isra Hanah comes from a form, I mean a usage of achila, but an atypical one, one which instead of focusing on the gavra and the act, instead focuses on the effect and the chefza, not lo yochel, lo tochel, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, but lo yeachel chametz. Does that also affect the way that he looks not only at the Yisra Hanah, but the Yisra Achila? Maybe it's totally atypical. So in my opinion, that's why the Rambam quotes Chizkiah. What he's saying is, I don't need Chizkiah to teach you the din of Yisra Hanah. But what I do need is Chizkiah to teach you that both Achila and Hanah in Chametz is singular, is different. Namely, that in addition to being a Maisa Avera, right, imposed upon the Gavra Ha'ochel, there's also a din of Lo Yeachel. There's also a din that you should not be connected to the consumption, the effect of Chametz being consumed. That is a toxic reality which you should be distanced from. And both Isra Hanah and Achila of Chametz are connected to that concept. So why does he quote Chizkiah? Even though he paskens like Rabavo? Because there is value added in Chizkiah's limud. Chizkiah isn't just teaching you a fact which you know anyway from Rabavo. Very possibly, an additional dimension of Chizkiah's teaching is that the nature of Isra Hanah, and maybe even the nature of Isra Achila and Chametz, is different than other tchumim, other areas of halacha. And if this is the case, then we can move on to other applications, right, that focus on the significance of this usage, lo yeachel. So now let's talk about chatzi shir, which again, we made allusion to.
Why do we find the expression?
So the background of chatzi shir is the Gemara in Masechet Yoma. Look back on page 1.
Hello?
No, not 1.
Are we rolling this way?
Look on page 1 second. We have Yuma somewhere? I know we do. Page 3, maybe? Yeah, or 4.
Are we rolling this way?
Hello? Zev, what is it? Is it probably 4, the beginning of 4 in yours? Right? Yoma Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph? Page 4? 4. Okay, great. Thank you. So in Yoma Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says the following. This is the Gemara of Chatzi Shir in Bavli. There's actually a very interesting Yerushalmi in Trumos, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. But in the Bavli, this is the Mokar. Gufa Chatzi Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Minat Torah, Reishlak Hashem Amar Mutar Minat Torah. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says that Chatzi Shir, let's say he's supposed to eat a kezias in order to violate chelev, or dam, or pigel, or nosa, or tameh, you need to eat a kazayas. Let's say you don't eat a kazayas, you eat less. So Rabbi Yochanan says, also minat Torah. You don't get the onesh. Maybe, this is questionable. Do you violate the actual law? Maybe not. We'll see how far this goes in a minute. But it is a biblical prohibition, biblical infraction. And Reish Lakish said, mutar minat Torah. Right? It's not also minat Torah. So the Gemara breaks it down. Rabbi Yochanan Amar also minat Torah. Since if you keep eating, you'll get to a kazayas, or on Yom Kippur, you'll get to a koseves. So therefore, what you're eating is an iser. What you're doing is an iser. Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah, achila amar rachmana v'leka. Because if the Torah prohibited in these cases achila, chelev, dam, etc., then achila is a measure, a shear, a quantitative shear. According to Reish Lakish, if you eat less than a kazayas, less than the shear, then you are not really eating, meaning it undercuts the definition of achila. Fascinating, Reish Lakish. And then the Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Yochanan derived this from the pasuk kol chelev. Why kol? Kol chelev, afilu chatzi shir. Okay.
But Rav, would this apply?
We're going to get back to this Gemara in one more minute.
Rabbi Rosenzweig, would this apply?
How does the Rambam paskin?
I guess he doesn't hear.
So if you look at the next Mar Makom, this is on page 4. Right, look at Perek Yedaled, Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Kol Yisuri Macholos Shebetorah, any prohibited substances in the Torah, Shiurim B'Kazayis Beinoni. They require a kazayas, like a middle-sized kazayas, an average kazayas, in other words, Bein Amalkas, Bein Lekaris, Bein Lemisa B'dei Shemai. Far Biarnu, Shekola Mechuyiv Kares, Omisa B'dei Shemai, Omachal, Loka. Of course, if there's Kares, then there's also Malkas, right, if you eat the shear. Then says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, Shear Zeh, Im Kol HaShiurim, this and all Shiurim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Hem. Right? They are not Mefurish Bakra, but Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or tradition. Then he adds, V'Asar Minat Torah Lechol Kol Shubidvar HaAsor. If you eat less than the Shear, that is Asar Minat Torah. Avalein Elok El Kazayas, but there's no Malkus till you eat the Shear. The Ochel Kol Shu Pachos Mika Shear, right? Makanos Amakas Mardis. You get to Makos Drabana. It's clear enough. How does the Rambam paskin? Like Rabbi Yochanan. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That Chatzis Shear is also Minat Torah. B'kol Torah. And that's what the Rambam paskins, right? You're not talking about anything specific in Macholos Asuros. Kol Yisuri Machol Shebet Torah is how Halakha Yedaled begins. Right? So it certainly applies to all Macholos Asuros. Wouldn't that also cover Chametz Pesach? Presumably. So why is it that in Hilchos Chametz, the Rambam finds it necessary to quote a specific pasuk? What does he say? Hilchos Chametz Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Ha'ocha min ha'chametz atzmo b'Pesach. If you eat chametz itself on Pesach, kol shehu, less than the shear, any amount, hareza asur min ha'Torah. You violate din Torah. Shenemar. If anything, I would have said, if my eyes were closed, you know, and they said to me, it says shenemar, like, what do you think of the next words? I would have said, kol chelev. Because that's what the Rambam's paskening of Makolos Asur is based on the Gemara in Yoma. That's the Mokar for Kol Torah Kula, for Chatzishir being awesome. Instead, what does the Rambam do? Shenemar Lo ye'achel chametz. Wow. Think about it. Number one, he doesn't need the slimud. Number two, he already used up the slimud. For Chizkiah, unnecessarily, gratuitously. This is the same pasuk. The same pasuk he used in a mechudash way. Now he's using it in even more of a mechudash way. Before he used it by quoting it right here, by quoting Chizkiah unnecessarily, because he paskens like a bavo. Now he's quoting. There's no Gemara that says this. I should have started with that. The Gemara never explicitly speaks about Chatzi Shir Chametz, and certainly never quotes Lo Ye'achel as a source for it. So the Rambam came up with a new makar, and what he did was he applied a universal principle by invoking a specific pasuk, albeit there's no makar, no gemara like that, and to add, I wouldn't say insult to injury, because it's not. It's the opposite, really. So we'll see, right? It's a pasuk that he already used in a mechudash way. Some of the mefarshim ask this. I mean, they ask all these questions. Some of them say, well, he already used up this pasuk. Some of them say, why does he need this pasuk? Some of them say, more than that, by quoting Lo Ye'achel, doesn't the Rambam undermine his own case? After all, isn't Achila connote Kazayas? Kol Chelev is the makor for Chatzi Shir. But the language of Achila usually means Dafka Kazayas, like Reish Lakish. So he quotes a new pasuk, a used up pasuk, a pasuk that, you know, is not used that way in the Gemara, unnecessarily and counterproductively against his own interests. What is going on?
Arav.
Right? Arav. So remarkably, the Magid Mishnah just ignored the whole thing. Look at the Magid Mishnah. Ha'ocha min ha'chametz atzma Pesach. Perek Yom Kippurim biyoma, Chatzi Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Minat Torah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar, V'Kaimel and Rabbi Yochanan, V'Klal L'Kol Machol Asur Shabbat Torah. The Magid Mishnah is like here, like oblivious to the whole problem. I mean, obviously he wasn't. He just, you know, he thought the Rambam was, you know, being expansive, nothing to worry, nothing to talk about. So what does the Magid Mishnah quote? The universal din. He might as well have said, V'chein, you know, Kosov Rabbeinu, V'hilchos Macholos Asuros, for good measure. Or quote the part of the Gemara where it says, Kol Chelet. However, what the Magid Mishnah chose to ignore, the other Nosei Kelim, you know, would not or could not. The Ramach, one of the Rishonim al Atar, you know, says, I don't understand where he gets his pasuk from. I don't understand why this pasuk doesn't prove you need a kazayas because it has a language of Achila. And then he says, maybe what the Rambam is trying to say is that since this is the Makar, or this is for Isra Anah, that eating Chatzishir of Chametz is like Isra Hanah, and you violate the Ikar Halav. That's already a good, interesting suggestion. I mean, this isn't the typical Chatzishir. Or, actually, the way it sounds in the Ramach is that the Rambam's trying to be Megala Milsa here, that the typical Chatzishir is a kind of Isra Hanah, which includes a violation of the Lav, even though there's no Malkus. Frankly, if already he's going to say what he said, I would have said it a little differently and said, the Rambam invokes a special pasuk for Chametz because here he wants you to know that Chatzi Shir is like Isra Anah and you violate the Lav. But the Ramach doesn't really say, oh, actually, I think I have it with me. I should have put it on the sheet, but I did not. But this is the language of the Ramach. Tzorech Iyun Dvarav. Shehevi Kra, the Komach, I'm sorry. No. I'm reading the wrong one. Okay, 1 second. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Tzorech Iyun. Da'kaimla de'en achila pachos mikazayas. The Rambam is quoting a pasuk which is, says the opposite of what he wants to prove. The chatzi shir, the osur min haTorah nafkelam mesechad yoma, mimakom acher, namely, kolchem. The shemi eshlomar, ki kachoy sadaito. Kol dovar sheosur bahana, chatzi shir, osur iser lav. Maybe he wants to teach you that anytime there's a nisr chatzi shir, you violate actually the lav. It's not just stam chatzi shir, right? Because it's also osur bahana. The mikomokom emisani ubahana lo huskar kezayis. So what the Ramach is being mechadesh is an amazing idea, but it's not limited to chametz. What he's saying is, when you have an isur of chatzi shir and an isur achila, then you don't violate the lav. But when it's osur bahana ubachila, and you eat chatzi shir, because you violate the hana, you violate the lav, even though you don't get malchus. But still, the Ramach is saying what he's saying. The Ramos being megala milsa for all makolos asurosi surayana. Then he says velona here, kokach. Says doesn't make sense. The kivin d'ksiv lo yachel eich iser lav bepakas mikazayis. So Rahim said I can't get past one thing. And that is the language of Achila requires a kazayas. So again, I'll get back to the bigger point in a minute, but I would say two things. Number one, im kvar az kvar. If you're going to say what the Ramach is saying, let's say, not for all chametz and Achila, all chametz, and not all Yisurena and Ve'achila. Let's say this is a special din in chametz, because that's what it says, lo yachel. Let me go a step further. After all, the Isra Na of Chametz is derived from Lo Yeachel. Moreover, maybe when Reish Lakish says that the language of Achila always includes Kazayas, that's because it's a language of active Achila, Achila Sagavra. But here it says Lo Yeachel. So in addition to accentuating, right, the Hana part, which works in very nicely with the Ramach, but even more so given the Rambam's view, unnecessarily, but necessarily, of Chizkiah. But what do we say? That maybe this view of Chizkiah, or at least the Rambam's view of Chizkiah, revolutionizes his understanding of the Achila too. If Lo Yachel refers to Achilas Achefza, maybe that doesn't require a Kazayas. So both the fact that there's Isra Na and that the Isra Achila, that both of them derive from Lo Yachel, may be the point of the Rambam. We'll expand more in a minute. We'll see that there are people who say this, not all of it. They say it in part, and I'm kind of expanding it quite significantly, but that's something to think about. Similarly, look at the Kesef Mishnah in the sheets in front of you. Kesef Mishnah, of course, about the Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis of Cairo. Kosherly. Lama likra b'chametz Pesach. Why do I need a pasuk in chametz b'Pesach to teach you chatzi shir? Habikol isurin shebetorah kaimelon chatzi shir asar min haTorah. It's universally true that chatzi shir is prohibited. What do we need a separate limud? Va'od kasha. Dimikra ipchav lelemelef mina delo yachel shir achila mashma. Tzorachiyun. This is the question of the Ramach. Achila, lo yachel, doesn't that make it worse? Then he says, Yamasha kosha va'ochel pachas mikazayas b'mezid. Kosha lomeli pachas mikazayas. Ha'ochel kolshu kaiminan. Any little amount. V'nirali d'lefisha v'rosh ha'bava kosha ha'ochel min ha'chametz kolshu. Also min ha'torah. Mashma filo achila kolshu ma'at min ha'ma'at. She'emo hana'a klal. Let's say you eat so little that, you know, technically you're eating something, but you don't really get any benefit. He has to have a little bit of enjoyment from it. There are two types of chatzi shears. That's what the Kesemish is trying to sell. Akosha de magvul yesh bein zelaze, va'ud minale leflugi b'hachi v'tzarchi. He's playing with the idea that there's a chatzi shear which requires more, in which you're nene, and then there's a kolshu or mashu, which is even less than that. But in the end of the day, like the Ramach, the Kesem Mishnah throws up his hands and doesn't know what to do with it. But what we might say is a bunch of different things. I already alluded to what I think the answer is, and I'm going to go back to that in just a minute. But before we go to there, let me make some other quick suggestions that others make and that are possible. In order to understand why the Rambam may have required, or at least capitalized on the existence of another pasuk for Chatzi Shir Chametz, maybe we should look into whether or not the regular din of Kol Torah Kula, that Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah, maybe that is a more restricted halacha than we think. The more that is a kind of a technical or a limited halacha, the more justification there would be for the Rambam, right, to find in Lo Ye'achel an expansion of it, dafka, for Chametz. Okay, that's what I want to take a couple of minutes analyzing. Is everybody with me? I'm going to stop for a second in case there are questions. Questions?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Leon?
Yeah. The question is that we find the expression of Ye'achel by matzah too. So are you suggesting like...
I don't think we're hearing you. At least I'm not.
I don't know why you're not hearing me. You don't hear me?
You have to unmute. Can I unmute you? Is that it?
You have to unmute.
1 second. I think you have to push a button. We don't hear you.
I hear you. You don't hear me.
You know, we know that you're saying good things.
We hear you. I believe Rabbi Rosenzweig.
Oh, I don't hear you. Okay. I got it. Okay, I'm going to switch. This happened to me once before.
Okay.
Just 1 second, I'll be right with you.
Ari, help him out.
Okay, now I can hear. It's your fault, really.
My fault?
Yeah, because you wanted me to improve my audio quality. So when I use the microphone, now I understand it switches on like a speaker thing as well. So you're hoisted by your own petard, as Shakespeare would have said.
Maybe it's your advantage because this way you won't hear me. What I wanted to say is that we find the expression Ye'achel not only by Lo Ye'achel Chometz, we find it by Matzot Ye'achel in Shivat Yamim.
Yeah.
So over there, the Gaon, of course, says that there's a kiyum of achila matzo called Shiva.
Correct.
Just on the first night. So would you suggest, based upon your analysis of Ye'achel, that there's a kiyum of achila matzah if a person eats chatzi shir?
I'm going to say yes. Something if indeed that is the case, then that would be the implication as well. Correct. We'll see in a minute that Rab Levi ibn Chaviv, the Ralbach of 16th century fame, a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch, and a very famous figure in the famous Smicha controversy of the 16th century, as well as the Malbim and the Beis HaLevi, all of them think that the usage Ye'achel expands the significance of Pachas Mikashir.
So according to the Gaon, there'd be a Kiyum Kol Shiva of eating Pachas.
If you would hold like these other poskim, then the answer would be absolutely correct. And I'll read you the Malbim inside in just a minute, but okay. 100%.
Thank you.
So that's a great question. I'm glad that I was able to be, metaken. And I thank Ari, because I think it was Ari who just sent me a note, right? Or somebody sent me a note.
I sent you.
Yeah, we just put it in the chat to make it.
Yeah. That it was my issue. Okay, so let's go back to any other questions, because that was a really good question, and we're going to follow through on that one. Any other questions? Okay, good. Great. So if there are, just jump in now, especially that I can hear you. Now I understand why I wasn't hearing. I was wondering why everybody was so quiet. But okay. Not so typical. Baruch Hashem. So, okay. What I wanted to try to do is spend a couple of minutes. Everybody knows Chatzis Shir is a massive, massive topic. And probably a lot of you know what some of the issues are. I'm sure we've discussed in the past, certainly before Yom Tovim. But what I wanted to emphasize, even things that we know, try to show you how they fit in here. So the din of Chatzis Shir also min HaTorah, right, is understood itself, in different ways. One could say there are different gradations, in understanding it. But just very briefly, there are those who understand that Rabbi Yochanan's view that Chatzis Shir is also min HaTorah is misleading. And that really, really, you need a shiur. I mean, what did Reish Lakish say in the Gemara Yuma? Reish Lakish said, Chatzis Shir is only midrabanan, because min haTorah, right, achila requires a shiur. Right, let's look at the language. Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah, achila amar rachmana, right, veleka. The question is, what do the chachamim respond to Reish Lakish? I'm sorry, where's Rabbi Yochanan respond to Reish Lakish? So here let's take three different models. The minimalist model is that Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, you're mostly correct. In order to really be considered achila min haTorah, you need chatzi shir. I'm sorry, you need a shir shalom. Why is chatzi shir also min haTorah? Because of what I said before, which is, what does that mean? The minimalist meaning of that is, until I hit the shir shalem, I haven't done an achila. But there's a siag doraisa. I'm worried that if you let me eat chatzi shir, then I'll eat another chatzi, another little more, a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more, within the shir tziruf, right, of achila, I'll eat a shir shalem. So to prevent, right, me from violating, what we did was we said don't even eat a chatzis shir. But usually that's a rabbinic thing. We're all familiar with siyagim. But as we discussed, we mentioned about Bayiro also. There are some Rishonim to one day in the Ran, one day in the Kesef Mishnah, the view of the Rashbats, the view of the Manig. Some people think that's what Tosis in the second day, and Beis Hamid Aleph means I don't, but others do, right? Bayiro Bayimatzah is a siag doraisa. Here and there we find siagim doraisa, according to some Rishonim. Many of them think that Rabbi Yochanan's din, Chazilitz Taruf, is a siag doraisa. Now, if that's the case, for example, then as the Achronim pointed out, the Nodeh Bihuda, you know, the Shagas Aryeh, they all pointed out, if it's really Chazi Litzarufe, aren't there cases where you won't have Chatzi Shir? For example, let's say there's just no shear around to be had, you know, in time. All there is a half a zayas, and, you know, the nearest additional supply is too far away to be mitzarif lachilachas.
Why wouldn't you just say lo plug, like taken from a rabbinic gzera? You don't. You say even.
Well, it's already a gzera daraisa.
Right, on gzera daraisa, also you would say it.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I'm sure somebody could say that. Somebody could say that.
Change.
But Norbi Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer and the Shagasar, they don't say it. They think, you know, that it's already kind of a siag, and therefore the siag applies when it applies. They don't think it's low plug. So you could say it. Or for example, let's say, and here you could be mechalik, maybe within low plugs. Let's say it's the end of Yom Kippur, right? There's only a certain amount of time left, and it's impossible to eat a shir shaleh. All right? So what then? The truth is the Meiri, in terms of the Rishonim, in Masachet Shavuos, and in Yuma, both places, makes it clear that he really takes literally Chazi Litzarufe. He thinks that, you know, really, really, Chatzi Shir is nothing. And it's all about, you know, the accumulation. And if you can disrupt that accumulation, then there's no din Torah of Chatzi Shir. By the way, there's a chumra to it too. For example, there's a major, major debate among the poskim. The makor of Chatzi Shir, as we just saw, is the pasuk kol chelev. Kol chelev, meaning that's expansive. Kol chelev, the rabbos chatzi shir. So does chatzi shir apply to other isurim? Interesting question. In Hilchos Shabbos, let's say, is there a din of chatzi shir in the malachos of Shabbos? Rashi says in Klal Gadol, talks about Borer and Ofe, Tochein. Rashi says that there's a din of Chatzi Shir in Shabbos. The Chacham Tzvi, in a very famous tshuva, and the Minchas Chinuch made it even more famous because he quotes it all the time. Chacham Tzvi said, no, the Mokor is Kol Chelev. Kol Chelev is Macholos Asuros in Chabol Echidusha. Now, if the Mechayev of Chatzi Shir is really Chazi Litzarufe, should it matter whether it's Macholos Asuros or Hilchos Shabbos or any other Yisur? Presumably not. I'm not saying you can't be Mechalek, but like, default, why would you? It sounds like the Chacham Tzvi doesn't think it's really Chazi Litzarufe alone. Well, I'll explain what Chazi Litzarufe means if you don't interpret that way. Similarly, there's a debate among the Rishonim. Let's say a person takes a Shvuah. He takes a Shvuah, I'm not going to eat cornflakes. So is there an Isur Chatzi Shir? That he can't eat even less than a kezias? What's the issue? Rishonim discusses. in Masachat Shavuos, Misha Melech has a very long piece. What's the issue? The issue is, it's one thing if the Torah has an Iser, right, to say, oh, Torah has an Iser, Nevela, even less than a kezias is Aser. Chatzi Shir. But if I'm manufacturing my own Iser, then objectively there's an Iser less than the amount that I created or imposed? There's no Easter to eat cornflakes. Right? I initiated that. But I initiated it for Kazayas. There's no Yichus to lessen a Kazayas. So some Rishonim explained for that reason that there's no Yisr Chatzishir in a Shua. However, there are other Rishonim like the Rambam who think that there is an Yisr Chatzishir in Shavua. And the question is why? Now, if you say that Chazi Litzdarufe is taken literally, meaning it's a Siag Daraisa, right? We're worried, we don't trust you. Or, let's say it more nicely, we want to protect you. We want to protect you. We want to make sure that you don't get to the shiur. That, why shouldn't that apply to an Iser Shua? You created a new Iser on a kazayas of cornflakes. We still want to protect. When the Torah said you can't eat nevel, it also means kazayas. The Torah wants to make sure you don't violate.
Would Nazir be different? The Torah wants to make sure
you don't violate on your Iser Shua. What?
Would Nazir be different than cornflakes?
Well, Nazir, yes, because the neder of a Nazir, I don't want to go into this right now, is something very specific. It's the zeros is a fascinating category because your neder is what makes you a Nazir, and then as a Nazir, there's a certain objective, you know, status and, you know, group of Isurim. That's different than a Shvua. But how different is a big question about Naziros in Akhenani. But, okay. So now, let's take it this way. So there is a group of Rishonim, there is a group of Achronim, who think that when Rabbi Yochanan said Chatzishir also minat Torah, he wasn't really arguing with Reish Lakish. That what? That in order to qualify for Achila, you need a kazayas. He was just saying, even though you're not being ochel, we want to protect you. The Torah wants to protect you. Siag daraisa. So maybe from that point of view, could it say, the Rambam came along and said, but when it comes to chametz, in addition to the din klali of siag daraisa, which I paskin in the chasmacholos hasuros, the Torah says lo yeachel, to teach you that when it comes to chametz, it's not just a siag daraisa, it's more than that. It's actually an iser chametz. Not malchus yet, and not kares, but it is an iser chametz. Let's take a step, next step. There are some Rishonim who explain, in the middle shita we'll call it, that Chatzishir also min haTorah is more than a Siag Daraisa. It's a real Iser. However, it's also less than the actual Iser in question, meaning Kol Chelev. So if you eat Chatzishir of Chelev, right? It's not just, oh, you're not doing anything, but you're getting closer to fully violating. That's Siag Daraisa. But it's also not, you know what? Even less than the Shir Kazayas, there's an Iser and an act of Achilas Chela. Maybe the idea is something in between, and that is that Chatzishir is an Iser Klali. Meaning, there's something called Macholas Asuros. In addition to, maybe, in addition to the specific Macholas Asuros. And when you eat a shir shalem, you accumulate a certain amount, then you're relating to the specific character of the Iser. But when you don't, right, maybe what you still are doing is eating Iser. Mashalamad Avardome, a shita that we don't paskin like, the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we all know that we paskin, that when you eat something, food, bracha rishona, birchas hananin, even if you eat less than the shiur, you make a bracha. Right? If you eat an apple or an orange or or potato chips or cornflakes or bread, whatever it is, if you eat less, the shear is important for bracha achrona. But even if you eat kol shehu, you make a bracha rishona. Right, harizimah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, we don't pask in this way, but it's a fascinating shita. Rabbeinu Yonah said it's not true. You will not make a bori priya eitz or adama or mazonos or motzi or yayin unless you eat the shiur, at least the kazayas. Instead, what you'll do is you'll always make a shahakal. We don't pask in this way. But what is Rabbeinu Yonah talking about? What does it mean? You take a bite of an apple, but you don't eat a kazayas? You're going to make a shahakal? So I don't want to discuss the shahakal parts of it right now, but what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is, when you eat something, two things are happening. You're eating food, and also, we're trying to assess whether you're eating something specific. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the stature of eating something specific requires a certain kamut, a certain quantity, certain critical mass. If you don't have at least a kazayas, you're eating, but it doesn't count as eating mizonos, eating eitz, eating adama, eating lechem. So there are some Rishonim who think that that's true about chatzi shir too. The strongest raya for it is a very famous view of the Ramban. Ramban says this in his, Ramban wrote a magnificent composition, a few of them, but one of them is called Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban's Hilchos Avelos is all, from Torah Sa'adam, very pioneering work that he did. And along the way, he discusses, Hilchos Refuah, all sorts of things, Pikach Cholim. They put it, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer put some of it, a lot of it. I'll say that when Rabbi Zalman Meltzer put out the Chidushei Ramban back in the day, so he also did a tremendous service by taking Torah Sa'adam and, artificially, putting it into the Chidushim on the Masechtas. So the Gemara in Yoma discusses if a person is very ill, and you have to feed him for sake of Pikuach Nefesh, Machilin Oso Akal Akal. I mean, you give him the more logically, if you have to give him Isurim, you give him the lighter Isur. Now, what constitutes lighter Isurim? That's a different question. Do you measure that based on onshim, on actions? Like, is it better to shecht a kosher chicken on Shabbos or to give the fellow nevela? So I don't want to get into that now. That's a major debate. But the general rule is, when it comes to these things, machilin oso akal akal. The question is there akal akal in chatzi shir? Let's say you can give somebody who's ill a chatzi shir of an iser kares or a chatzi shir of an iser lav. So the Ramban has two views. The view that says that you give the chatzi shir hakal hakal makes a lot of sense. What sense does it make, that when it comes to chatzi shir, we don't care? Why wouldn't we care? Either way, you're not going to get the violation. It's pikuach nefesh. If you gave the shir shalim, you wouldn't get the violation. Why, what's going on? So clearly, the Ramban seems to be saying that when it comes to chatzi shir, the isur is chatzi shir, not kalev, not dam. The Rav used to say in the name of his father that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was mistapek or inclined, I'm not sure which. On, let's say it's Yom Kippur, and you break your fast. So you have to break your fast. You're supposed to break your fast. Pikuach nefesh. So the question is, can you get an aliyah? Right? Back in the, people still remember back in the days when there used to be aliyos, right? Without plexiglasses or, you know, one person getting all the aliyos. So this is a question. So a lot of the poskim think that there's a difference. This is not for now. This is a Yom Kippur point. Between the Kriyas HaTorah of the morning of Yom Kippur, right, and Mincha. They think that the Mincha, you know, is for the Tanis. That's why in the even in the tune, you see the, you know, the Baal Kores usually, they do the like Yom Naroim tune of Kriyas HaTorah for the main Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, you know, for Achrimos, you know, for Parshas Avoda. And then when it gets to Mincha and you read Parshas Arayos, many of them do like a regular, the regular Kriyas HaTorah. Not even Shabbos, not even Yontif. So the question is, can you get an aliyah? So the rule generally is, this is a tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, he makes this distinction. He says, you know, you can't give somebody who's not fasting the aliyah for Mincha. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is, what, let's say somebody ate Chatzi Shir. Can you give him the aliyah for Mincha? So he thought that maybe it depends on this question. Because he violated Chatzi Shir. Did he also violate the Nisim Esnaf Shoseichem? Right? An interesting Lamdisha question. Right? And there are other consequences. I'll give you another example. The Rambam has an interesting psak, also debated in the Rishonim, and also subject to a lot of effort to explain it. And that is as follows. Rambam says, let's say a person takes a shvua, not the same one as before. He takes a shvua on Chatzi Shir. I take a shvua that I will not eat Chatzi Shir Nevela. Right? If I eat the half a kezias of Nevela, right, I violate my shvua. So normally, this is the rule. This is the issue. Typically, when it comes to shvua, the rule is that if it's mujbav yomed mehar Sinai, if it's nishba lekayim as a mitzvah, if you're already prohibited, then the shvua doesn't impose new punishments and restrictions because it's superfluous. If I take a shvua not to eat nevela, right? I'm mujbav yomed mehar Sinai. The Rabbeinu Shalom told me I can't eat nevela. So if you violate, you violate nevela, but don't violate shvua. Or if you do, you don't get the onus of shvua, I should say. So let's say you do the same thing on Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah. You're not allowed to eat Chatzi Shir nevela or chelev. So if you take a shvua, you say, I'm not going to eat Chatzi Shir nevela or Chatzi Shir chelev. Do you violate the Yisr shvua or not? So the Rambam says, yes, you violate. Why? The Rambam paskins Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah. The answer is, even if Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah, you've been mechadesh something here in the Shvua. Because previously it was only a Siag D'Oraisa, maybe. Now it's an intrinsic Iser. Or, previously, according to explanation number two, previously it was only an Iser Klali. You're not allowed to eat Chatzi Shir Nevela or Chelev. It's not Chatzi Shir Chelev and Nevela. It's Chatzi Shir. Macholos Asuros, Iser. But now you made it Chatzi Shir Shvua. Not Chatzi Shir, sorry. You made it an Iser Shvua. You particularized the Iser and the Shvua. It's not superfluous. That's the Rambam Psak. You violate the Shvua. There are other explanations. I mean, the Radvaz, I believe, says, no. The reason you don't violate is because we learned the din of chatzis shiras min haTorah from a limud, kol, and therefore it's not mefurash bakra. Mujbo v'yom min harsinai means mefurash bakra. The Rishonim will hold that way. There are other explanations. My point is, let's say, according to the second pshat, that chatzis shiras Rabbi Yochanan is also min haTorah is an iser kolali. Now we can understand a benefit of the Rambam. Rambam said, but when it comes to chametz, lo ye'achel, to teach you, it's not an iser klali. It's an iser prati. This is a chametz halacha. I don't know if you took a shvua chatzishir chametz, according to the Rambam, maybe it would be mushbav yomid mar Sinai. I'd love to find out. Okay? So that's explanation number two. Explanation number three. When the Gemara says chazi litztarufe, so Rabbeinu Chananel adds a word. Our Gemara, our text reads, kiven de chazi litztarufe isure ka'achal. Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is, kiven de chazi litztarufe achila kakarilei. What does that mean? That Rabbi Yochanan rejects Reish Lakish. Till now we've been saying Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish, but Siag Daraisa, but Yisur Klali. Right? According to Rabbi Chananel, Rabbi Yochanan thinks Reish Lakish is wrong. It's not true that you need a Kazayas to be defined as Achila. You need a kazayas to be chayiv. And maybe you need kazayas, right, to violate the full lav. But achilas, chefza, shaliser, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is even pachos. What does that have to do with the words chazi litztarufe? Doesn't sound that way. Chazi litztarufe doesn't sound that way, does it? The answer is yes, it does. This is how to read chazi litztarufe, according to Rabbi Chananel. If it were true that the absence of a kazayas is the absence of any achila, then how would you ever accumulate a shir shalem? You'd be doing zero and zero and zero and zero and zero. Every zero is unaccumulatable. Unless you gulp down Bivasachas, right? A full kazayas. How would you ever combine into a shir shalem? That's what Rabbi Yochanan says according to Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, listen, not true that kazayas is a shir in achila. Kazayas is a shir in completing the achila. It's a shir in full achila, in the lav. It's a shir in onesh. But if it were really a shir in mais achila, then it would never be chazi litztarufe. The very fact that it's chazi litztarufe shows you that achila karina bay, and that's why chatzi shir is asur. That's why we don't care. Forget about the low plug now. Let's say it's only chatzi shir in the whole world, or Yom Kippur's ending, or there isn't enough in this place. Who cares? You don't really need the tziruf. The tziruf is a shiur in the discrete independence of the achila. That's the pshat. Ah. So now, what's the benefit? What's the benefit in chametz? So maybe that's fine, but you still don't violate the full lav. By the way, the Mizrahi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, of Rashi, Perish Rashi fame, but he also wrote on the Smag and he wrote Tshuvas. He says, Chatzishir Osir Min HaTorah, you even violate the lav. It's only a Patoronish. The Mishnah Melech in a couple of places, in Hilchos Shavuos and Hilchos Chametz, takes him to task. You think that's way too extreme. But either way, what might be true in Chametz is that we still go a step further. Here we think that you violate the law, like the Ramach said. You don't get the onesh, but maybe you violate the law. Not because it's Asur Bahana, but for the same reason that it's Asur Bahana. And this is where we get back to what we were saying before. Namely, because it is the what bothered the Achronim is, you're quoting Lo Yachel? That's counterproductive. You're accentuating Achila. You're accentuating the need for Kazayas. This is where the Malbim and the Ralbach and the Beit Halevi come in. With this, I conclude for today. The Ralbach says at the earliest, 16th century, Ralbach says two things. He says the Rambam needs a separate makar for Chatzi Shir, number one, because it's an Iser Zman. And therefore, how do you know you can learn it from Chelev? Maybe it's more Kal than Chelev. How do you know this Chatzi Shir and Chametz? Maybe it's different. Maybe it's less. Kamash Malan, Lo Yeyachel. That's the Ralbach. The Ralbach goes so far as to say that for this reason, maybe it wouldn't apply Erev Pesach after Chatzos before nightfall. When Chametz is Asur Bachila, maybe there's no Chatzi Shir then, because Lo Yachel refers only to Shivas Yamim. That part of the Ralbach we have in the Mishnah Lamelach. We have it here on page 2. Look at the Mishnah Lamelach, Chos Chametz, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Line 3. For Isi La'arav Marlnach, this is the Ralbach, B'tshuva, it's really Tshuva Simen Yud Ches in our printing, not Nun Aleph. Duk Shal Kushas Maran Al Zuvit Tirait. The Isi Chametz, Lo Dami L'Chelev, Mishum Dalam Du Chatzi Shir Osir Mishum Chelev Osir Liolam. V'lohay L'Shas Eter. Hashem Kim Chametz Shemuta Kodim HaPesach. Chametz is more kal. L'chein Hutzach Basa B'fnei Atzah B'chatzi Le'atzar Chatzi Shir. V'holi D'Rav Mizeh, the Rabach was Mechadesh, through this, to B'yom Yudalid Mishah Shishu Salamala, till nighttime, Ein Yisr Torah B'pachas Mikas Shir. But if you look at the Ralbach, he says more. He goes on to say, okay, it's because we would have thought it was more kal, but maybe the result of it having its own makar, maybe it should even get malchus. Maybe it should be more chamor. Everything we've been talking about. And then he says, we're not going to go that far. But then he says, you know why Lo Yachel teaches you that you don't need the shiur? Because Lo Yachel refers to Achilas Achefza. And Achilas Achefza, unlike Achilas Agavra, focuses on the object, not the act, and not the personality. And there's no din shiur when it comes to the Chefza. It's Chefza Shulchan, it's even less than a Kazayas. It's Achilas Agavra that requires a Kazayas. This is what the Beis Halevi says in a different context. Beis Halevi, towards the beginning of the Sefer, talks about why it is that we don't find that when you eat kudshim, that you have to, each person has to eat a kazayas. Korban Pesach, each person is supposed to eat a kazayas. But not achilas kudshim regularly. Why? How come people can eat less than a kazayas? Language of the Torah is achila. Says the Beis Halevi, because the Torah uses the language of Yeachel for kudshim. And since it's focused on Achila Sachefza, it's even Pachas Mikazayas. In the end of the Sefer, this is in Chelek Aleph Siman Daled, in like the end of Chelek Gimel, he says, oh, you know what? I think Mitzvah Trichas Kavana might depend on the difference between Achila Sagavra and Achila Sachefza. Wow. But the one who said it in the Rambam was the Malbim. So just so I'm going to finish with this. I'm sorry I'm a little over time, but we'll conclude with this. Look at the Malbim, which is on page 5. What line on page 5? Anybody know?
7.
7. Thank you. Okay. Low pasuk lamed aleph. Matzos te achel. Says the Malbim. Yesh hevdel bein poal achal bekal ubein anifal. A little dictum lesson. She poal ocha bekal musav ala adama ochel. The gavra who's eating. Velo yikra ochel ela bekazayas. That requires that he eat the full shear. Shepachas mizeh nikra toein. That's brilliant, right? Less than that is tasting, not eating. But the thing that is tasted is still food. Ki ta'amti ma'ad dvash. Right? From the Chefta's point of view, there's no difference between it being tasted and it being eaten. Kamo shekasa b'sifra. Stam achila b'kezayis. Avla nifal musav, says the Malbim, al hadavar, meaning on the chafza. The afim nechal kol shehu, even if a less, a little amount. Hagam shelo yikra achila mitzara ochel, shelo ochal rak tam, he only tasted, mikomokom hadavar nechal v'einenu. He doesn't care how many people combine to eat him. V'zesh akasa v'sifra, lachain shina v'omer matos yeachel b'nifal, v'lo tofas aloshen shadibar bo adata yochal, yochlu aron, yochlu hu, ha'olim ha'meymar should have said matos yochelu. L'lamed, af shalo nisha rak miktasa, v'kozos, right, teachel. And then he adds, u'mize te'ere makor, Hadavar shekasav Rambam perik alfas chametz alach zayin sheocha chametz pesach afil kol shu also shenemar lo yachel. First from Rishonim Achronim lo yodur nesivosav main hotzi davar ze. Hine parash sheyesh lo yisod b'sifra and mashiyesh the palpel b'divar Rambam ela ein kamakom. So the Malbim basically said everybody asks on this Rambam. They're all asking, why don't you need a kazayas if you're emphasizing achila? They're all asking, probably, he's referring, what do you need this whole thing for? It's a general din. The answer is, it's all in the lo yeachel. But it's even better than that. Because it's the same point as he made in Chizkiyah. And it's perfect for the nature of chametz. Chametz is a chomer and is a kula. The chefza, which is nechal, is a chomra. Right? Precisely because it's not only about achilas agavra. It's less about achilas agavra and more about achilas achefza. Mitzuraf lagavra. Okay, so I want to stop here. Next week I want to finish this up. I want to speak about being machil beimas hefker, and I want to speak about davar sheyesh lo matirin and hetera bala, and then we will hopefully start moving straight.